The most basic qualification for a dragoman was some knowledge of English or another foreign language. And we find a really wide range of expertise within this, from dragomans who had been educated in multiple languages to dragomans who had worked their way up through the system, who had started out as boys who hired out donkeys to visiting Europeans in Cairo. And they would learn a certain amount of foreign languages on the job through everyday interactions. Alongside linguistic knowledge, you needed to have some knowledge of how to manage a foreigner's travel within Egypt. Often dragomans had close relationships with particular hotels and travel companies that they worked with. And dragomans were also expected to have some knowledge of the historical sites of Egypt, which, a bit like language capability, could range from a quite basic knowledge to dragomans who even knew how to read the ancient Egyptian hieroglyphic script. We have evidence of a number of dragomans who, in fact, would have passed for reasonably well-qualified Egyptologists if they'd been born into a position where that was something that they could have achieved.